Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has asked military leaders to defend the country from European unification and globalization. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra says the army will face civilian and command layoffs in the coming year. And half of Czechs believe the country is going in the wrong direction, according to a new poll. President Václav Klaus addressed a meeting of high military commanders on Wednesday and called upon them to defend the Czech Republic from European unification and globalization. Mr. Klaus told the assembly that they could only defend the need for an army if they stood with others to defend the integrity of the state from globalization on the world scale and, quote, unification tendencies in Europe. The president also noted that the institution's prestige had been damaged by dubious purchases and poor economic management in previous years. Regarding the worsening economic situation, he said that soldiers would be expected to tighten their belts like other citizens, without grumbling and threatening to quit. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra said Wednesday that the army would face layoffs in the coming year in both civilian and command structures. Mr. Vondra told army commanders that the changes would not amount to a revolution in the army structure and that its constitutional and international duties would be met. Whereas former reductions have been across the board and random, he said, the cuts to come would be coordinated so as to better prepare for their impact. He said he also wants to change the plan for airspace protection and reconsider the army's use of Gripen fighter jets and a number of airports. Parliamentary opposition parties came out strongly on Wednesday against the government's budget proposal for 2012. The left-wing parties warned that the economic plan would damage the economy and social services and criticized what they see as a lack of measures for stimulating growth. Social Democrat Chairman Bohuslav Sobotka said the bill includes hidden budget cuts and accused Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek of assigning fictitious money to ministries that he planned to cut later on. The government has acknowledged that the budget plan is based on a more optimistic prognosis for next year's economy, but wants to amend it with a new one early next year. Gloomy growth predictions across Europe this week led the Czech finance ministry to reduce its growth forecast for 2012 by at least 1.5%. Half of Czechs believe that the country is not going in the right direction and are worried about what next year will bring, according to a new poll. The survey, conducted by the STEM agency, suggests that another third believes the country is headed nowhere and feel uncertain about the future. One-sixth of respondents said they had hope for next year, the lowest response rate in 15 years. STEM says that right-wing voters were significantly more likely to have more optimistic views. The District Court of Olomouc has handed down a 2-year sentence to a Polish shop owner who sold synthetic drugs packaged as collector's items. After serving his sentence, he will be deported for 6 years. The chemicals contained in the goods were not listed as banned substances at the time of sale. However, the court accepted that the 25-year-old had knowingly traded in addictive drugs purchased in Poland and sold through his Amsterdam store chain. The shop owner claimed that the items were marked as non-consumables and that he had been singled out, as similar shops around Europe sell the same products without being prosecuted. The case was the first of its kind in the Czech Republic. In sports news, Barcelona star Lionel Messi earned a hat-trick and scored his 200th goal for his team on Tuesday in Champions League action against Viktoria Plzeň in Prague. The Czech club kept pace for the first 22 minutes but went down to 10 men after Krzyzewski fouled Messi in the area. The Barcelona player scored on the penalty and later added 2 more goals. Barcelona's 4th goal was a header from Fabregas. Viktoria Plzeň have only 1 point after 4 games in the group stage from a draw with Bate Borisov. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to remain mostly cloudy with fog and scattered showers. Daytime temperatures should be around 11 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
Hello, this is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. My name is Pavla Horáková. In today's program, the month-long school film screening project Stories of Injustice kicks off. Plzeň have lost to Barcelona in the Champions League, And in Spotlight today, we visit the Velká Chuchle racetrack. All that and more coming up, so please stay tuned.
We will collect all the necessary information from you here and then transfer you to the central camp at Schönhausen. There you can apply for political asylum in the country you want to go to.
America. We want all to America. New Orleans or there somewhere. There is playing jazz.
Okay. You
will stay in the... A short extract there from the 2006 film Swing Time, inspired by the communist secret police operation to lure people to cross a fake border to the West and to arrest them at a bogus US base. That and four other films will be screened in November at primary and secondary schools around the country as part of a month-long project called Stories of Injustice. Now in its seventh year, the project organized by the NGO People in Need covers a period often neglected in the curriculum. Through film and subsequent discussions with survivors, witnesses and victims of communist injustice, students are learning about post-war Czechoslovak history, this year with a special focus on the period of normalization and the subjects of emigration and exile. I met up with the project's spokesman, Filip Šebek, and asked him about the films screened this year.
For this year, we choose five films. One feature movie called Swing Time from director Jaromír Polišenský, and for documentaries, for example, we have a documentary about Pavel Tigrit from Helena Třeštíková, or we have four short documentaries for renowned Czech documentary director Olga Somerová, which is called Lost Soul of a Nation.
You have also published a special book on this occasion. What is this book?
This book is called Our Normalization. It's a book about the time from 1968 till 1989. And in this book there are about 30 texts from Czech writers, historians, journalists. It's a kind of their memories from the time of normalization.
And how do schools choose their guest speakers?
The best way for the schools to choose their speakers for debate after the screening of the film from the communist time is that they find someone by themselves from their city, from their village. If they have problem with that, we can give them a contact for confederation of political or former political prisoners from their town. And mostly it's no problem that someone from this organization will come to the school for the debate with the students.
How many schools are participating in the project this year?
This year already participates more than 700 schools from more than 400 towns and cities in all over the Czech Republic. And during November this number will increase.
I was talking there to Filip Šebek, the spokesman for the Stories of Injustice project. Now, it was always going to be a tough battle for Czech squad Viktoria Plzeň in Champions League action on Tuesday, and despite the team's best efforts, especially in the first 20 minutes, things went south pretty fast. Barcelona star Lionel Messi earned a hat-trick on the evening, and 4-0 was the final result at Prague's Eden Stadium. Jan Velinka has the details.
FC Barcelona are one of the most entertaining teams in football to watch, but one of the hardest to play against, and both proved true in Prague on Tuesday in their matchup against Viktoria Plzeň. The Czech club, playing in its first Champions League group stage, hasn't played badly, but faced some very tough opponents in Barcelona and AC Milan. As a result, the team has only a single point from four outings, tying against Bate Borisov. Tuesday's result against Barcelona was more lopsided than their first outing at the Nou Camp, but Barcelona and the Spanish press had praise for the Czech side. One daily noted that while last time Plzeň players fought like lambs, this time they fought like Conan the Barbarian. And it's true, in the game, there were glimmers of hope. In the 16th minute, Milan Petržela went up against Valdez but shot straight at the goalkeeper. It was the first time in both games, 106 minutes, that Plzeň had fired on goal. Petrzela, though, wasn't able to do enough. Afterwards, here's what the player had to say.
I guess you could call it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. What keeps going through my head is whether I should have tried to zigzag past him instead, but that's probably what he expected. He stayed on his feet, refusing to go down. He was ready.
The most important moment in the match, which ultimately sank the Czech club, came still in the first half, when Čižovský was dismissed on a strict call for a foul against Messi in the goal area, leaving Plzeň at just 10 men. Lionel Messi converted the penalty, his 200th goal for the Catalan club, and the first goal of his hat-trick on the night. Čižovský, called now on 2 penalties in the Champions League, afterwards regretted the mistake.
There was contact and he went down. He made use of it. He fell. I don't know if he needed to fall, but he made use of it. What can I say? I can't change things now. I'm sorry it influenced the match.
Despite the loss and the fact that Plzeň remain at the bottom of their group, they have received praise for fighting hard in their maiden group stage appearance. Barcelona's coach and others credited the Czech squad with making Barcelona work for the wins, and while beaten, the players can at least be proud for a while at least. They kept pace with the world's best team.
That report by Jan Wellinger. And now it's time for our regular feature spotlight. Christian Falvi visits the Velká Chuchle racetrack.
What's a Chuchle was my first question, a reasonable question, I think, when I first learned I would be going to see a big one many years ago. In the end, it seems, the name of the premier Czech horse racing flat track, Velká Chuchle, doesn't have any literal meaning, but it is a synonym for a lovely Sunday afternoon. It's the surrounding villages, rather than the stadium, of course, that are named Velká and Malá Chuchle. But to say, we're going to Chuchle, generally means a trip to nothing other than one of 100 cottages, or to the horse races, which have been a staple of Prague entertainment since 1906. Petr Drahoš is the managing director of the racetrack.
I think this race course is the mother of Czech races. Our race course is 100 years old and it's a very important point for Prague people in Prague and a basic point for Czech races because we have about 22, 21 racing days per year. There is a training center. We have our betting company here. Many people going here in school for jockeys.
How many jockeys go through the school every year?
It's about 20 jockeys, but maybe 4 or 5 are real jockeys and another part looking for their job as a lad in Britain, in Germany, etc.
The Czech Republic has a strong tradition in horse breeding and racing, and several Czech breeds are known throughout the world. The big Czech race followed in the international press each year is the Velká Pardubická steeplechase, held at the East Bohemian track in Pardubice, and famous, among other things, for some of its death-defying or death-inducing hurdles. But Chuchle is a different kind of place, though no less deserving of its popularity. Irena Ryklovská heads the racetrack's business department.
You know that Velká Pardubická is the most famous race in the Czech Republic, but we have many racing days in comparison with the Pardubice. We have about 20 to 25 racing days. Pardubice, I think it's less, it's 8 to 10, something like that. So we are racing quite frequently from April to November. I would say it's the, well, it's the most, it's the best flat race course in Czech Republic. Pardubice is more for herders, so... Who is doing the best flat racing is based in at Velká Chuchle.
Chuchle is not so much for big-time races as for a Sunday's day out with the family or friends, and the atmosphere on a sunny summer's day is especially enchanting. There is a variety of atmospheres to choose from, and all of them are pleasant. There are dislocated clusters of excited bettors scribbling down their every expectation. Families in the restaurant chatting loudly, fathers with children mounted on their backs to watch the beautiful steeds on parade before they set out for the track. And there is the all-pervasive smell of trdelník, the sweet treat that marketeers have been touting as a traditional Czech specialty for about 4 years now. I came to Kukle on a hazy day in October, but the atmosphere was not the worst for it.
Well, today is the closing day of the racing season at Velká Kukla race course. It is traditional prize of the President of the Czech Republic. Mr. President is not today the guest because he has got a busy program, but usually he attends the racing days and awards the winners. Today they are closing the championships for the flat racing, hurdles and ladies cup.
The president's prize can be traced back to the first Czechoslovak president, T.G. Masaryk, who was a great fan of the venue and could be found here many a Sunday. While a handshake from President Klaus would make a nice photo for the winning jockey and horse owner, the 250,000 crown booty that comes with victory is the more palpable of the rewards on offer. Horse racing and money are inseparable, but the latter was not first on the mind of jockey Jan Raja, who had just won 50,000 in the third race of the day a few minutes before I spoke to him.
Velká Kukla je především jako závodiště.
Velká Kukla is first and foremost a racetrack with an enormous tradition. You could say that the support that the horses have here and the track itself is of the highest quality in the country, and I think all the jockeys here enjoy racing here. It's the best course in terms of optimal performance for the horses and the jockeys, with the track being truly straight. Everything is really up and running here, so for us, the racers, it's like being at home. Prague is like the cradle of our tradition.
Takový domov, no, taková kolébka toho našeho turfu, no, ta Praha.
I stopped several of the tiny jockeys on their way off the track and all had the same feelings about racing at Kukle. This was their home base. Interesting then that the president's prize went in the end to a quote-unquote foreigner, Slovak Jan Havlík, who is just learning to love the place.
I haven't ridden Kukle very much at all, but this year I ran a derby for the same owner here in Kukle and came in third. So I've only gotten to know the track a bit, but I like it. And as for today, with this mare, Bajlanda, we knew we had a shot at winning and we ran a perfect race.
In the crowd, there were all sorts of spectators, some doing more spectating than others, but all having a good time of it. Do you come here often to Velká Kukla?
No, this is the first time we've ever come here.
He's a horse racer fan.
And so you are Czech and you are English?
No, she's a Filipino.
I'm from the
you're from Philippines.
Yeah.
And I'm from London.
And
yeah.
So you're just here on holiday?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I guess as a horse racing fan, you've seen a lot of racetracks?
I've been in Paris, Woodbine in Canada, Hungary, you know, Kinsale Park, plus all the tracks in England, and most of them around the southern area.
How does Velká Kukla hold up?
Oh, it's a good track, you know. I think it's a grade one track, I believe, you know, so it's a good test for a horse, and it's nice wide bends, so every horse has got a chance, you know.
You're all fabulously dressed up.
Yes.
You look like you're from the 1920s. What's the occasion?
We just went to see the race and we thought it would be nice to dress up like in 1920. So
where's Dave?
Someone's birthday?
Yes.
Three person. People have their birthday.
Yes.
Okay.
Him, this one. Him and him.
Uh-huh. And do you come to the races often like this? Dressed up like this?
No.
Yes, for the first time.
For the first time?
Yes. For the first time.
And did you all make any money off of the betting?
Well, I am plus 50 crowns.
Very good.
But I am, 400 minus.
So I see you're here with your two children today. What brought you out?
Well, we just wanted to see the races. Never been here before.
You've never been here before? You don't come here often?
Well, no, not with the kids. I've been like once or twice before, but not with the kids.
And have you made any money today?
Yes, we have. We won 250 crowns. It's great. So it was the race number 7 and the winning horse label 5. It's a great feeling.
conclusion, I'll share my own betting secret for those even less initiated than I, which is to put a small bid on the three top horses, in which case you will usually suffer a minimal loss and nonetheless enjoy the feeling of having won. Keep that in mind for what it's worth until April, when the snow starts melting and the races at the Big Huchle start up again.
And that edition of Spotlight was written and presented by Christian Salvi. We are now rounding off our regular weekday program with a rerun of Soundcheck, our Czech language program, brought to you today by Rosie Johnston. Welcome to another edition of Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language series in which you can learn idioms through song lyrics. Today we'll be listening to a tune by 1980s Czech rockers Catapult. The song's title is Třinácta komnata, which translates as the 13th chamber. Třinácta komnata is also the phrase you should be listening out for. Your Třinácta komnata, or 13th chamber, is a sore spot that you don't want to talk about. I suppose an equivalent English idiom might be the skeleton in your closet. Třinácta komnata is maybe a bit like the English room 101, in that it's a room full of bad things or taboos. But while you'd say nechci o tom mluvit, to je moje třinácta komnata in Czech, you'd never say I don't want to talk about it, it's my room 101 in English, which is how the phrase literally translates. Let's stay with numerical expressions and have a look at a few different situations in which Czechs number crunch in their idioms. If there's nothing to choose between two people or two products, because they're both equally as bad, then Czechs might say jeden za osmnáct, druhé bez dvou za dvacet. This literally means 18 of one, 20 minus two of the other. The correlating English expression is six of one and half a dozen of the other, I suppose. German words often feature in less formal spoken Czech, and a really nice Czech expression is jde to ein zwei. This translates literally as it goes one two, and means it's as simple as that, or perhaps in my native Scots, ne bother. Here are some other interesting Czech idioms which work around numbers. While you might be a third wheel if you show up at someone else's date in Britain or America, you're a fifth wheel here in the Czech Republic. Here, the gooseberry is pate kolo u vozu, or the fifth wheel on the cart. I suppose that says something about the sophistication of Czech carts. And every Czech was, in their youth, read fairy tales which started za devatero horami a devatero řekami, literally meaning behind nine hills and nine rivers. When I grew up in Britain, on the other hand, we always had the much vaguer once upon a time in a land far, far away, starting our stories off. Which leads me to say goodbye from this land far, far away. Naschledanou. That was Rosie Johnston there with Soundcheck, wrapping up Radio Prague's English programme for today. Don't forget that this program is also available online at www.radio.cz. That's www.radio.cz. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to get in touch with us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or by post at Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2, the Czech Republic. But for now, from me, Pavla Horáková, and the rest of the team here at Radio Prague, thank you very much for joining us, and goodbye.